don't you? I love you, boo. What? I can't hear you. Get closer, Dyke.
Hello there. How you doing today?
Very good.
This is a special episode of Drunk Film Commentary where we're going to do our top five. Shit, I forgot to do that. I'll be right back. Alright, we're back. We're talking about your top five diegetic songs in movies.
Oh boy.
A diegetic song or piece of music is pretty much any song, music that's being played that the characters in the film can hear.
So it's not just the soundtrack over it.
The soundtrack does not count, yeah. The characters are hearing it some way. Either it's being played live by a band, it's being played on a radio in the car they're in.
So the cheesy song that they're playing when somebody's kissing doesn't count.
Usually not. Unless they're at prom or something, then maybe.
Unless it's on the radio or something.
If they're dancing, if they're at a dance, then it could. But generally, no.
When the
soundtrack kicks in.
Effect.
No,
okay.
No, that's what doesn't count. It's defined as a sound whose source is visible on the screen or whose source is implied to be present by the action of the film.
Okay, I think
that
I did it
pretty
right.
Pretty much, all right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we kind of like had a little talk back and forth about this because when I watched Mighty Wind, I thought of a top five for this. That's what I thought of, because that's
clearly,
diegetic music.
Every song on it.
Everything in there is, right down to everything.
I needed some clarification. A few examples, and then it made sense.
Yeah.
I was a little bummed when he said, no musical.
Yeah, that's a touchy
cheating
subject, because, yeah, that is kind of cheating. That's a separate subject on its own.
No, I get it.
Right,
because
we can
though
make a just
but
a
I
top
still
five
had plenty to choose from. When I
oh,
have,
yeah.
I have multiple runner-ups.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. We'll get to the runner-ups at the end, but I guess I'll kick it off.
Right on.
With my number five.
Okay.
All right, unless we want to bet on crossovers.
I think we all have one, or...
I'm saying one to two.
I think I maybe have one with each of you, but maybe not the three, not a three-way. I think it may be.
So maybe two?
Two and two.
That'd be two.
Two and
if two of your songs match.
Yeah.
That'd be two.
I don't think it's a three. I don't think we all have one matching movie.
Well, you can't really guess because you got an upper hand because you already grabbed our list, bro.
No, I said earlier mine was one.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But,
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I told you earlier when. Yeah, because I had to line up the songs for us.
I wasn't drinking yet. And this is Drunk Film Commentary.
And where can you find us?
Oh, on Patreon and on
Facebook. We're on Facebook.
Facebook. Oh yeah,
Drunk
and
Film Commentary. We didn't even post
iTunes
anything tonight. We gotta take pictures too.
Dude,
something.
I download us to Google Play, and like I have us right there.
Nice.
On the podcast.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, on your phone.
And
that's
I
awesome
like link it up to my Bluetooth, like Bose
little speaker.
Cool.
It's fancy.
That's awesome. But if someone's listening, they probably got a way of listening too.
I have little technology.
And we're proud of you for that.
I have little technology.
We're middle-aged
knowledge.
We learn the
technology.
But technologies.
I can get it. So you can get it too. Because
yeah.
I know how to listen to
Jason,
it.
But Jason, what was that number?
Yes.
My number five was from, the 2001 film, Ghost World.
Oh.
Remember that one with Thor Birch?
And Steve Buscemi.
Yes,
yeah.
And Steve Buscemi.
The record.
And Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before
Thor Birch's and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I like that movie.
American Pie, or
yeah,
not American Pie, American Beauty and Black Widow.
This one also stars Bob Balaban.
Oh.
That was my one. He played Thor Birch's dad.
I see.
This is, yeah. And also this is a song that's playing on her TV while she's like getting ready. It's like
okay.
This Bollywood. It's from a Bollywood movie from 1965.
Okay.
So this is actually double dipping because I'm taking this was in a movie,
and then it was
in another movie being played on TV.
Now it's in a podcast.
So it's a double dip
it's
right
so
there.
So meta.
But it's called Juan Penchanjo, and it's by Muhammad Rafi, and it fucking jams.
Yeah.
Jaan pehchan ho, jina aasan ho.
I like your
pehchan ho.
I know it's Indian, but it actually sounds kind of surfer.
I like that movie. It was kind of like just started and ended. Yeah. And they had several songs because he was the albums that he was selling, and they would listen to several different songs. There was several options that you could have chose from.
I remember the three main characters, and I remember there was a garage sale. That's all I remember about Ghost World.
Yeah, the movie was okay.
It was like two teenage girls, an older guy who was awkward, and a garage sale.
It was kind of Napoleon Dynamite, where it just started and ended. It didn't. Yeah. It was
you didn't,
just
nobody
a couple
learned
days.
Anything today.
No. Yeah.
But this song, though, just jumped out at me so much that I actually found it online somehow and got it on a mix CD.
Okay.
Like shortly after the movie came out. It was like one of the first ones
it does
I
jam.
Illegally downloaded. Because, yeah, I just, yeah.
It, you LimeWired it and you bear shared it.
Something like that, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. And I got this on, it's still on one of mix CDs in my car. It's on there. Juan Pinchanos. That's my number five.
All right.
Very
so,
nice.
Cool, cool. So we're going over to Nadia with your number five.
My number five, it's Guns N' Roses. It comes from Terminator 2, and it's You Could Be Mine. When Eddie Furlong is on the back of the motorcycle with his ginger friend from Salute Your Shorts, and they're on their way to the mall.
Nice.
Yeah.
I approve. I fucking love that movie.
Well, you know, I gotta explain.
Like, right before or right after they hack
like
the
he literally.
ATM?
Right after.
Right, they get the cash, they're heading to the Galleria. Yeah. See ya at the Galleria.
Going to play video games.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes.
Good pick.
Actually, Nate helped me come up with this when we were kind of rehashing movies that had those scenes where somebody literally hit play on something or cranked up the radio.
This totally counts. That's
this is
exactly
classic.
What this, exactly what category is. So yeah.
I remember when this movie came out. Everyone wanted. This was the first time we heard this song.
Yeah, the Use Your Illusion wasn't out yet.
This is
yeah.
my favorite.
That came out in the fall.
So this is the first time we heard this song, like New Guns N' Roses.
I bought this on cassette single.
Yeah.
And it had Civil War on the backside.
Yeah.
Because it was 3 months at least before Use Your Illusion came out.
Yeah.
This is
Teaser.
Definitely my favorite Terminator movie.
Yeah.
Terminator 2.
Nice. Good pick.
Nice pick.
All right. We go over to Jolene with her. All
right. My pick, I had to put this on the list because after this movie, every motherfucker did this dance move. This is radio. And I know. So
that means
I know.
We can't see what you're doing.
And it's
V fingers over the eyes.
And it's John fake. Travolta. He's had two movies where I've had an iconic dance move, and this is the second one. It's Pulp Fiction. Where they're doing the twist off. Where he does like the
Jack Rabbit Slims.
I don't know if it's supposed to be like a bandit or like a mask over the eyes or whatever.
This dancing thing, yeah.
Yeah, but it's the Chuck Berry Never Can Tell. And it's with Uma Thurman and John Travolta doing the twist off. And they're barefoot.
They won that shit.
And they did the mask over the eyes thing that every motherfucker, if you went to a dance, a wedding, and every person did the stupid.
I'm doing it right now.
You both
the
are.
Fingers
yeah.
Over the eyes, and it's like a mask.
Tarantino's the master of mixing music into his movies.
Yeah.
But dude, like that was another iconic move that you couldn't get away from that. Just like in Saturday Night Fever, that super, like, stupid hip to shoulder
that's
thing.
That's the rest, the,
that everybody
kind of
fucking
that.
Did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, they achieved the same goal. You couldn't go anywhere without anybody doing the stupid eye thing.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Great. All right. Cool, cool. All right. So we're going down to number four, which would be my number four. Which is, it's actually two songs.
Oh.
But I'm only gonna play the part of one though. But it's from a movie that was really drawn to music, had a ton of great music, Boogie Nights from 1997.
Oh.
Okay.
And there's this great scene.
97?
I liked Boogie Nights.
That's the movie that came out, yeah.
Oh.
That's the year it came out.
Wait, that's Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg.
That's right.
That was
he hangs dong in that movie.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
famous
it's a fake,
fake dong.
Dong.
The famous right. fake dong.
Right.
But this is,
earlier.
So this is before he pulls out his the fake dong, and
well, that's at the very end.
Ooh,
yeah,
him and
John C. Reilly and the other guy go in their little Corvette car and go to the drug dealer's house, probably by Alfred Molina.
This is a Christian. I like this song and the creepy Asian.
I forgot about
the creepy Asian with the firecrackers.
Lighting the firecrackers off. Hear this? Bang! Bang! And they're trying to deliver this the fake coke to this guy, trying to sell it to him, get this money. And
that actor's been in a lot of shit too.
That's Alfred Molina. Yeah. He was the bad guy in Spider-Man 2. He was Octo Octagon, whatever it is.
Dr. Octopus.
Yes, there we go. Thank you. And Spider-Man, too. Did I say Superman?
Spider-Man.
I did. I say Spider-Man.
He's also in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, yeah.
Indy, throw me the idol. I throw you the whip.
Nate the historian.
Adios, my friend.
But also added on to this scene is Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. That comes up after
the
scene.
That's a great song, too. Yeah.
It's still going on, then.
What's your price tonight? In finding Mr. Right,
you'll be all right tonight. Dog sing along. Yeah,
that's great. That's a great number four.
Oh, that is a good number.
Love that.
Thank you.
I really felt like I've learned a lot tonight.
If I didn't say already, I had like eight or so that were juggling around in my top five.
Oh, yeah.
And, my top five. That was one that kind of bounced in and out. And like, yeah. So I got like three good runner ups, but that's my number four. So Nadia.
I'm going to change the tempo.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a newer movie, X-Men's Future Past. It's when Quicksilver is saving everybody's ass and he plays "If I Could Keep Time in a Bottle," and everything slows down and he's like moving bullets out of the air and like stopping fire. It's a great scene.
Who's playing that song though?
He's listening to it on his headphones. He puts his headphones in. He zooms around the room and saves everybody's dick, including Wolverine and fucking Xavier when he still has hair, and Magneto when they're all still tight.
Nice.
Right. So he saves all their fucking ass. And little known fact, Quicksilver is actually Magneto's illegitimate son.
That's the American Horror Story guy, right? Evans or something like that, his name? What's his name?
I don't know. What else has he been in, Nate? I don't know. But he has gray hair in the movie. And he wears his headphones and he zooms around and literally like plucks bullets out of the air.
Yeah.
And then he does it actually in honorable mention. He does it again in the X-Men Apocalypse with the movie, with the song Sweet Dreams. And he literally rescues every single person from the Xavier School for Exceptional Children before it blows up.
Question.
Yeah.
So when he's running around, the tape's running his speed?
Apparently. We hear it at his speed.
He moves twice as fast. Or
three times, or, yeah. I don't know the velocity.
He's faster than everyone else.
But he's got his headphones
on. Yeah. Right, and he can hear it.
How does the sound go with his headphones?
I didn't think about that. I just enjoyed the scenery.
That just popped in my... Well, I know.
That's a great question.
I agree, that's a great scene.
That is.
And you can talk to Bryan Singer about that.
That just popped in my head, yeah. But that is a good scene.
Yeah, it is great. It's good. Yeah.
But yeah, how'd that work?
Eloquently for all the scene.
I give it to you.
Thank you.
Cool. That was your number four.
That was my number four.
Go over to Jolene. Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you have a number four?
My number four is from the movie Almost Famous. And it's from after they picked up their leader from a party that they weren't at. Tiny Dancer, Elton John. And they all slowly just start laughing.
While they're on the bus together?
Yeah. And they laid in.
Seems was for the band. I don't remember.
Wasn't this after the one dude?
He was a golden god at the high school party.
He went off on a bender.
Fuck you, dude. Jason Lee's like, fuck you, dude. You want to be a solo guy?
He went off on a bender and they found him, pulled him back. And
he was like in a towel or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
all ashamed and everything.
Yeah, and they're on the bus and the song came on and they all just slowly start singing
along
together.
And he joins in. Yeah. That was a good moment. That was a good movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Almost Famous.
I watched it once.
Yeah. It's long, so it's like...
It has a lot of great music.
I just didn't believe him as a Rolling Stone writer. How could that slip past HR?
I really like Jason Lee's character.
It's a different time.
Too.
Oh, yeah. He was
a rocker. Actually, all the actresses and the Band-Aids, too. I really liked all of them. They're very 90s, but I liked all of them.
Yeah. Nice. It's a good song. Elton John's got a new album out. It's been like in the top 10 of the rock charts for like 6 months.
No way.
Yeah, it's called Diamonds. I haven't heard it yet.
And he can afford them.
I guess. But he's still around. He's like, I could.
Way to go.
Good for him.
Get to the chorus.
Oh, yeah, we have a chorus. Yeah. Hold me close and try to dance.
you.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer. Hold me closer, tiny dancer. Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
All right. Let's learn this shit in.
We digress. Nate, how about you? Do you have any picks to throw in?
I have a couple, yeah.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Well, let's go to Friday the 13th, part 6. When cool. The kid's driving the Winnebago and he's jamming out to Alice Cooper, Teenage Frankenstein. And Jason jams his girlfriend's head through the...
windshield?
Well, no, it's not the windshield. That's the actual... I guess the side of the Winnebago.
Can I just, like share a warm and fuzzy about Alice Cooper?
Definitely.
For one of my dad's birthday, me, my mom, and my brother and myself... Well, I love Alice Cooper, sir. Went up to the rave and we saw Alice Cooper.
As a family?
I think it was for my dad's 40th birthday. It was fucking great. It was an awesome show. And my brother sweet-talked one of the guys and got my dad and my mom backstage passes so he can actually meet Alice Cooper.
That's
awesome. Fucking awesome.
That's a good time.
It was 2002.
You met Alice Cooper?
Right. In Milwaukee.
My mom and my dad. I was at the concert. My brother got sweet-talked to VIP, and it was for my mom and my dad.
Nice.
I saw him there, and they had like a demonic like nurse. Like dancing with a samurai sword. It was a great show. It was fucking awesome.
Jolene, great job stealing Nate's pick.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to.
I did people wrong.
So, Nate, which Friday 13th was this?
Six? Part 6, Jason Lives.
Yeah, this is in the RV, right?
Yeah.
When or his face is imprinted into the wall?
Yeah, well, Jason pushes his head through the wall of the Winnebago.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know how physically it actually happened,
and
but. It's
playing on the, yeah. Alright, cool, nice pick.
The last thing he hears is he dies.
What a way to go. Could be choking on a sandwich.
That would suck. My number 3 is from a 2000 film, and I could say that when sports came out in 1983, they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. Huey Lewis in the News from American Psycho.
That ass isn't going to eat itself.
I'm really enjoying all of our picks.
I like playing music.
Is this the Back to the Future song?
American Psycho, baby. Remember us renting that on VHS from Family Video?
This one he kills Alan. He has Alan back to the house. He's wearing a raincoat. Alan's like all fucked up. Are you wearing a raincoat? Yes, Alan, I am.
Wait, is Alan the pretty boy? Is Alan
the one he kills
Jared
and
Leto?
Takes his identity. I think so,
Jared
yeah.
Jared Leto, right?
Yeah.
He's the one with the perfect business card that he's jelly of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
Is it Jared Leto?
That's Jared
no.
Leto. Isn't it Jared Leto?
It's Christian Bale.
No, Christian Bale's a bad guy. Jared Leto's the guy... he's too pretty. He has to break something that's pretty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's awesome.
How many times did
Jared Leto
do it or no?
Yeah. Oh, he went out with an axe. He went.
No, but at the end of the movie, it was kind of like, was it
when
in his mind or did he really do it?
Yeah, it's a good flick.
That's up to you.
Very good flick.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Nice. That's my number 3.
Oh, that's great.
And
you know what? I kind of, Huey Lewis was one of my favorite groups growing up when I was a little kid. I dug some Huey Lewis. He was there.
Back in time.
I liked the singer from Huey Lewis and Scrooge when he was the cab driver.
Yeah.
And I liked Huey Lewis. I just liked it. It was fun.
It is hip to be square. He's a nice fella.
I love the soundtrack to Back to the Future.
It's just like good, happy dance music.
It's very happy, yes.
Yeah.
He's got a new drug.
That was my number 3. So, Nadia, kicking over to you.
Oh, my number 3 is actually part of Jolene's number 4. I also went with Pulp Fiction.
Whoa.
But I went
with... That was my number 5.
My number 3 is Pulp Fiction, but it's when Vincent Vega takes Mia Wallace home, and he's in the bathroom convincing himself to just have a drink, go home, and jerk off. And she decides to turn on her giant loop tape player.
Reel to reel.
Yeah, and listen to Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon while she does his heroin thinking it's blow. She dances around in her coat, takes her coat off.
He's in the bathroom at the time.
Right,
talking to himself in the mirror.
Talking himself out of fucking
her. You're
gonna
go home, you're gonna jerk off.
That's right. Having one drink, call it a day.
Yeah. I definitely like this song better, but because everybody did the fucking dance move, I had
Yeah, well, that, yeah.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
They're both great songs for the plot.
Okay, can we just mention Tarantino and his soundtracks?
One of my didn't make it to the list runner-ups was actually the Stuck in the Middle with You, Reservoir Dogs.
Me too.
So it was there.
That's one of my...
Tarantino does it all the time.
That's
it's
totally
a beautiful
one of my runner-ups.
Tarantino, we love
scene,
you.
The yeah. whole ear scene was it's like... A, it was
but,
up there.
But I'm a Pulp Fiction kid.
You can't not think about that scene. Not think about that song.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And this is a cover of a Neil Diamond song.
Yeah.
That Urge Overkill did for the soundtrack.
I totally hear the Neil Diamond in it.
Well,
like,
it sounds exactly the same.
Actually, we're going to go back to our conversation earlier that we had about LimeWire and BearShare, and one of my guilty pleasures is one time Jason burned me a Neil Diamond mixed disc, and I called it ND. I didn't even fill it out all the way. And Nate looks at me with less love right now. But
I thought it stood for Napalm Death.
It was Neil Diamond, and Nate was sadly disappointed, but I had a good time.
Yes, I remember that. All
right. Memories.
So we go over to Jolene.
Number three.
Okay, my number three, and I just watched this movie like 2 nights ago, is from Fifth Element.
So this isn't actually a song, kind of, but not.
It is. Well, it's in the movie.
It's in the movie.
It's diva song.
It's not a tape.
She's like the impossible singing song or whatever, and like... The other girl was fighting the aliens in the room and it like synchronized, but she's singing it and everybody's hearing it. So.
Oh no, it totally fits the rules, but I'm saying this is a first one.
That wasn't on your like,
that's not a song.
An 8-track.
Okay.
You know, no, it totally is right.
It's on
the
radio. It's on a radio.
But it's not like a pre-recorded, somebody just covered it or just played it or they're listening to it.
Yeah.
Specific song
I get
it. For
Which
the
is
movie.
Cool. Oh, it's awesome. It's called the Diva Dance,
it's
I guess.
It's great.
I put the Diva song
It's right
on
before
it.
He rips stones out of her abdomen.
Oh, yeah. You can find an episode of The Fifth Element on Drunk Film Commentary.
Great fucking movie.
That's
we did
great
it.
Movie.
Me and Justin Time and Danny.
The original crew.
Who will be returning in our next episode.
On June 30th.
A very special episode after that. But... Right, I'm gonna bump this up a little bit. Are you kicking? Are you kicking? Are you kicking?
It's very pretty and long.
It's an
it
opera. It's an electric
there it
opera.
Goes.
It's where it gets all Prince on us.
From
it's so awesome.
Fifth Element?
Fifth Element, yes.
Bruce
Fifth
Willis,
Element.
All day.
That was him singing?
No. It's his film, though. Like,
he's the one that reached those stones out of that bitch, though.
He did.
And it was Smokey. What's his name?
Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker, yes. Yeah.
10, 20, 40.
It wasn't Smokey 60, from 80. Next Friday, not this movie. What was his name in the movie?
It wasn't Smokey.
It wasn't, but you call him Smokey, and that's from Friday.
That's
from
even Friday. Yeah, same reference. Actor. You guys knew what I was Chris. Talking about. Of course it wasn't Smokey again.
Ruby Brown! Ruby. Oh my god, Ruby,
yes,
I'm so excited.
Yes,
Ruby Brown!
Ding, 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 ding. All right, over
Points
to...
Points will be drunk.
That's great.
Over to my number two. My number two is my most recent song, and maybe one of the most recent songs on our entire show today. It's by a band... Well, first I'll say it's from a movie franchise that specializes in music that is diegetic. They play a lot of music's going on. And they played a song that I love by Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky. It's in the opening credits to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Volume 2. And this is just...
It was a great scene with Baby Groot.
Yeah, this is how they open Baby
this
Groot
excites
plays
me.
Us.
I totally looked up the chords to see if we could play this after this. I heard watch this.
And this has always been like a happy fucking song. One of my favorite songs probably of all time. And when it kicks the movie off, you know...
It'd be a good time.
Yeah. You kind of knew where you're going anyway, but this is guaranteed. It's like, you're going good.
It's very jazz handsy.
And if you don't... Hey. If you haven't seen it, it's in the opening credits while
great.
They show the Guardians of the Galaxy team fucking up this bad alien, giant, big huge monster alien guy. Yeah. And they
looks
kind of
like a Rathgar.
While little baby Groot's playing this on his little boombox.
Right, like he literally plugs it
yeah,
in.
Plugs it in
into the boombox.
I'm straight his skin from the outside, so I might as well go on the inside.
And Rocket's like, you're the one who always wants music, Quill.
Yeah, so that's one's been, it's been up and down my my top, and it's at number two right now. So
it's great.
It's just a happy song.
I'm into it.
Jams. We say this in A track. Oh, shot time. Hope you're playing along at home. In the 90s, we were retro and had a A track player.
Ooh.
Yeah, we were like old school acting. And I had this one on A track. This is one of the ones. We had this one, we had Black Sabbath, we had AC/DC. This was in the regular rotation of the A tracks. Was Electric Light Orchestra's greatest hits.
My uncle had a Capri that had an 8-track player in it, and it had Three Dog Night. That was super exciting. Memories.
So that's my number two. We go over to Nadia for her number two.
I really like your number two.
Yeah, I love
my
it.
Number two was literally the first song I thought of when you were explaining this to me. I was like, it was my reference, and you were like, yeah, that's it, you get it, Ray.
Okay.
And it's the movie Say Anything, John Cusack, and it's Peter Gabriel in your eyes when he puts the boombox over his head and plays it outside her window, like, I love you, bitch.
Oh.
Super, super sweet, super romantic. I was like, that's exactly what he's talking about.
It's
that's
like one
the
of the sweetest moments in
it
cinema
is,
history.
It is. It really is.
Who's the girl? Is it Molly Ringwald?
No, it's not.
Some girl we don't know.
John Hughes film, right?
It's a John Hughes film, and it's okay. John Cusack, and it's Peter Gabriel, but the chick has brown hair. I don't know. She gives him a pen, and she moves away. Fuck her.
I've seen a Sure Thing, but I haven't seen
You haven't seen Say Anything?
I haven't seen this either.
Have you seen a Sure Thing,
though?
I saw
Pretty... Say Anything, right? I haven't
Say Anything.
Seen either one.
Say Anything.
I saw Pretty in Pink.
You saw Breakfast Club.
Oh, of course, saw Breakfast Club.
Pretty in Pink was one of my runner-ups.
Okay, but everybody in Family Guy knows about the boombox over your head love song to the girl.
Oh, of course, it's a movie. It's a classic movie you've seen. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He makes top five lists the whole movie.
That's my number two.
And he plays in the boombox.
That boombox is iconic for everything.
I miss boomboxes.
Me too.
I know.
How can you take these kind of gold
tapes,
these days?
Right?
It's very cheap.
Everything's MP3. Everything's is digital. The digital world, it has less heart. That's less soul.
But you don't even have like a little boombox you can put your phone on. Like,
not without the battery dying right away.
Yeah.
That speaker, your Bluetooth is dead.
You can put a cup in there to like amplify it.
So we're going from the days we can carry a boombox with two decent sized like 6-inch speakers to put in a phone in a cup.
You had to buy that. You had to buy that tape special just to play it for her.
That's what we're de-evolving to, Jolene.
Well, my Bose speaker is kind of traveling, and it sounds good.
Yeah, it's
your eyes.
I thought I thought cassette tapes were like making back, like a thing back. It's like retro.
They can't.
No, that's so inconvenient. Nobody wants to rewind.
We just like shove our phone into a fucking machine, like plunk. Okay, eats it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Technology's amazing.
Plugged in the wall.
Oh, what an age we live in. Thank you, aliens.
Or it should just bounce back and forth and do a Wi-Fi and share that shit.
I still like vinyl. I'm old.
I got tons of vinyl. I'm hipster.
Right.
All right.
But you guys collected vinyl before it was cool.
Yeah, I lost a lot of vinyl in the fire. Yeah.
Jolene, what's your number two? Who does number two work for you?
Number two. My number two was actually like an actor in this movie, in the movie that it's actually Wayne Ratz. But the radio man, some Dan, was also in.
Yeah.
The DJ. Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer, or like Handsome.
He was the DJ,
Awesome.
Handsome Dan, yeah.
Handsome Dan was also in The Folksman. But this was like one of the first, like when he first like said this, like this is what popped in my mind. Like when the first thing.
So many generations.
Everybody
love this song.
Watch it, like listening to the radio, and they all do the synchronized headbang.
Oh, yeah.
The 90s rock.
And if you're
going to
What year was this? Was this 91?
No, it was like 93.
Early 90s. Yeah, alright, so I was 18 or 19. Yeah, this was huge.
I saw this at the drive-in the year of Deicide Legion.
Just a great fucking song.
92.
Great band.
There you have it. Deicide Legion.
Well, this is an awesome scene, though. They're in the car in his AMC. Right. Was it Pacer?
It's like the opening. I think like the credits are running for this, too, isn't it? It's like within the first like 5-10 minutes.
It's early. Yeah, you're right. It's really early on.
You go to see the shitty Beatles.
It's a great intro to the movie.
Yeah,
it really is.
He has an extensive collection of hair nuts and name tags.
They go check out the guitar he wants to buy.
Yeah.
The donut place.
Stan Mikita's. Which is not a real
donut
place.
Which is a hockey donut place.
It's not real, but Tim Hortons is a real hockey donut place. It's a good pick. It's an excellent number
two. You gotta go to the headband game, at least.
We gotta get happier.
Here it goes, here it goes. No, not yet.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Give me a beer!
Hallelujah!
Give me a beer!
Hallelujah!
Give me a beer, please, thank you. Oh. Oh.
I see a little silhouette when I'm passing.
Oh, fine.
I see a shot of paper ball, paper thing. Thank you very much for the beer in my hand.
Two, three.
Alright, we gotta get the hell out of this.
Alright. Everybody
digress
knows
to karaoke.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect? You know that there's a high probability of
favorite thing about the Wayne and Garth mobile is the licorice rope dispenser.
Yeah.
Red licorice rope dispenser.
That wasn't until they got a little bit of cash money, though.
Yeah, that was part two, wasn't it?
No, it was still in the first part.
It was after
they got $5,000. Nice.
Yeah, when they went to Milwaukee to see
what Rob Lowe's.
Milwaukee, Algonquin for the good land.
Here's the happy part.
Who's going to see the Queen movie coming out?
Trailer looked okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy from iRobot. Okay, remember that video game we played where they killed each other?
No.
And the twist bad guy at the end who was faking it?
That's
the same actor.
Because that's different from any other video game.
Remember that video game we played? The horror movie
that
video game. Choose your own
guy,
adventure
and
Horio
then you
video. Until
the
Dawn.
Guy.
Until Dawn. Remember Until Dawn?
Yeah.
Remember the guy who was faking everybody's death and killing everybody off?
Yeah.
That's Freddie Mercury.
Wow.
I know, right?
Huh.
Rivers run deep, man.
Ooh, yeah.
But that's your number two?
Nate,
do you have
a number two?
Yeah.
Who's your number two, Nate?
Well, it goes to Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, Dream Warriors.
Right.
The opening scene when,
she's paper mache.
Yeah, she's building the house out
that's
of popsicle
sticks. That's Patricia Arquette.
Is that Patricia? Is that the one? Not
it's
Rosanna?
It's not Rosanna.
I forget
okay.
the...
No, I'm not sure.
She's building,
I believe
it's
she's
not
listening
Alexis.
To... She's listening to Dokken Into the Fire.
Dokken.
Into the Fire!
You know you're rocking if you're listening to Dokken.
And she's like straight
well,
up.
Well, and I know
like
the big song is Dream Warriors on the soundtrack, but I think.
But I don't think that's a diegetic song though.
Yeah.
I don't think Dream Warriors is part. No, this is actually played in the.
Yeah.
She's listening to it while she paper mache is waiting for her mom to come home from a date. Keeping herself awake.
Yeah.
And just like eating spoonfuls.
Eating
of
Sanka
coffee.
Off of a spoon.
Coffee I think grounds. That's... Just eating straight coffee grounds.
Yeah. And drinking Coke. I don't think that works. But...
Diet Coke. Because she was watching her figure. It was totally Diet Coke. I hate diet soda.
You know,
so
world,
gross.
Anything's possible.
Oh yeah. Good tune, eh? Yeah, she's building a house and stuff.
Yeah. Freddy's house. Yeah. Subconsciously. Cool.
Nancy's no.
Nate, this pick
it's
for
Nancy's
you
house,
was Nancy's
not
house.
Freddy's house.
No, bitch, it's all Freddy's house.
Well,
it's Nancy's house, but it's a red door instead of a blue door. Because the first movie, it was a blue
bum,
fucking
bum,
door.
Bum.
Every house on Elm Street, I think.
Freddy's
and
house.
The number is 1428
yeah.
Elm Street.
But this was actually on my honorable mention list, Nate.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, this one. Well, no, well... documented.
I'm actually, like, disappointed in myself that I didn't pick the song. I really am.
Well, everyone knows that the song Dream Warriors is associated with it. But, like, the opening scene, I think it's Into the Fire.
Yeah. It is.
That's the one he's listening to on the radio. Yeah.
And her mother comes in. She's like, you're going to wake up the whole neighborhood.
Her mom
what
comes in.
Is...
Right? I'm trying to get laid here. She's like trying to get some dick and she's ruining
it. Nancy, where's the scotch?
Yeah.
Coming. I don't know if that was her name or not.
I have a friend over.
Mommy never has a friend
over. I'm entertaining.
All right. Nice pick. All right. We're down to our number ones.
Who's number one?
My number one's probably one that you guys... Have you guys seen the movie Frank? It was
2014. The big bobblehead thingy?
Yes. The guy wears a big head. He wears a big fake head.
It, like, always came up in my suggestions on Netflix to watch it.
Okay.
It's an indie film.
Or is it I Am Frank or just Frank?
It's just called Frank.
Okay.
It's an indie film about a band, about this weird experimental band that doesn't really want to be famous or anything. And then this new person, played by Domhnall Gleeson... comes in, and by, like, luck, he falls into the band and becomes the keyboard player. Maggie Gyllenhaal's in it. She's one of the band members.
Off-putting at all.
Oh, she's awesome in it.
I really like Maggie.
And then Frank, the singer, wears this fucking giant head all the time. Anyone has seen him without the head. He's got some problems.
But does the head look like his face? Well, is it like a paper mache version of himself?
It's more like a Lego, isn't it?
The head is like an old British TV show, like mascot or something like that. Okay. It's taken from something else.
Okay.
It's not
so
like, totally
original.
So it's not
original at all.
No, he grabbed it and put it on and, you know, that's that kind of thing. Right. He wasn't, yeah. But anyway, they have this band that's really fucking weird and crazy. Domhnall Gleeson joins the band and, like, somehow he works up where they do a show. The band breaks up. It's a whole story about how they rise and crash and it's all fake, you know, but it's really good because there's a crazy fucking band. And after they break up, the end is when Frank loses his helmet. It's Michael Fassbender.
I love him. He has a huge dong.
He played Frank the whole time.
You know what, though? He fucks up in Inglourious Basterds because he gives the wrong number 3 and he blows their cover in the bar, and that's why it's just shoot him up.
Okay. I was like, I needed a reference, and that
Michael Fassbender. Yeah. He's also Magneto.
But at the end, Domhnall Gleeson realized that he kind of tore the band apart.
He gets them
back together in this, like, shitty little tiny bar that we, like, go to down the street.
Patios.
Yeah, yeah, but worse. There's, like, 2 people sitting at the bar.
I love those
kind
of bars.
They start playing this song at the end. They start playing this song together. They do improv shit all the time. Aww. So they start improvising and play this song. And this is, like, the end of the movie.
The climax.
Yeah, it's a good climax. And the way a music sets in with the movie... That's why it's my number one.
Okay.
Because the way it fits in with, you know, it could be a great song, but if it fits in with the song, or with the movie, then that's why it's my number one. The band's called Sorum Triffus.
Huh.
That's the fake name of the band on the movie. So. But yeah, it's kind of a slow, dredgy song, but it's cool. That's my number one.
It, like, rounds out the film.
Totally.
Yeah.
I like the genre of the top 5 that you picked. Cigarettes and steady
real. This is Michael Fassbender singing.
Is it really?
Yeah, he's a singer.
Oh,
he's
man.
Frank.
Now I'm just picturing his wing.
Yeah, he's Frank.
Love you, baby.
And at the end, he has his mask off. He's in this little tiny bar, all vulnerable now. And just
Magneto rules.
You fuck him up.
But it's young Magneto, not old one.
Right.
It's
right.
Like from... or whatever.
Yeah, the movie I mentioned
Origins.
Earlier.
Yep.
But yeah, I think if you like movies about like a band story kind of thing, if you like those kind of
Jolene,
things.
Jolene, you watched Almost
you
Famous.
You should watch Frank. You totally should watch Frank.
You
did
enjoy it.
It's an odd one,
Wonders.
But
it sounds
awesome.
Drudgy.
Okay.
I like that one too.
I remember it coming up like a lot in my recommendations.
You should watch it.
There's a 96% match for you, Jolene. In your Netflix queue.
Well, that's my number one. I love you all.
Aww,
from Frank,
that's
2014.
Awesome.
So we go to your number one.
My number one, I think, was your number 3 or 2-ish. I also went with Guardians of the Galaxy. There were many
Mr.
songs.
Blue Sky?
No, but there were many. I went with the first movie, but there were so many. Like all that movie, all it does.
Yeah.
I mean, from the end scene of the first one where he's literally singing the song and doing the dance off to distract Ronan. But this one I went with was the pelvic sorcery. It's when he put the earbud in Gamora's ear and listened to Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Aww. And they were dancing together on the balcony.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, well, because me and the old man here, Nate, you know, we've literally danced in the kitchen swoony style before he banged me to a to that song. It gets you in the feels.
The counter that we're drinking on right now.
Get you, well, I washed it today. I'm courteous. But, you know, it's swoony. It's been at friends' weddings. It's a good jam. It's a good jam. And it fits the criteria. It fits the criteria. He puts the earbuds on her. They dance like seventh graders.
I dance like Gamora.
Awkward and scared about my pelvic sorcery.
Guardians is filled with diegetic
non-stop
music.
Yeah, it is.
Like, both movies hold, really, both movies are my pick. The entire movies.
Nice.
But this one stands out.
We don't have any overlaps.
None.
I'm really impressed.
Overlapping movies, Pulp Fiction, different songs.
But not
Guardians,
songs.
Different songs.
Yeah.
But I am 2 for 2. I called it.
I have another Marvel movie.
You do?
Yeah.
That's your number one? It's Jolene's turn.
Or your runner-up.
Wait, your
turn. No, let Jolene do her number one.
All
right. Okay. My number one also was an actress in the movie that we covered earlier today, which is a mighty win. Catherine from Beetlejuice.
No, Catherine O'Hara.
O'Hara. Catherine O'Hara. And it's the Deo when they're like singing at the...
Deo! Miss Adele.
And that song comes up twice in the movie. With the shrimp hand that grabs the faces. I love it.
With the first haunting. The involuntary haunting.
And I just loved this movie. I loved how twisted and dark and humorous it was. I fucking loved
it. It's where we first fell in love with Delia. And then we watched everything else she was in.
Also. Are you doing Worst this? All night on a drink of rum.
That's Michael McKinney.
That's not Michael McKinney, is that it?
Yes, it is. That's absolutely, he's the dad, Deeds.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had the same question earlier. I just
with his real hair.
That's the Ferris Bueller principle, isn't it?
That's not Michael McKean?
Isn't that the Ferris Bueller principle?
Yes.
The child blaster?
Yes.
Oh, it's not him.
What's the difference?
That dude.
That's not Michael McKean?
Get on your little Googler. Find out. But no, this is a great scene, Jolene. This is Catherine O'Hara fucking kicking ass.
And when he does the shrimp slip.
Yeah. Well, and what's going on is they're all being possessed.
Yeah. And the creepy
shrimp
hand.
Oh, you're right. That's not Michael McKean.
And the creepy shrimp hand
that's,
that grabs their
Jeffrey
face.
Jones.
Jeffrey Jones,
they
the
actually
pedophile.
Look a lot alike.
And that's also
pedophile
a lot
from Ferris Bueller.
And it's also the same song that Lydia or the
Lydia sings at the end, right?
Yeah,
it's
at the end.
Final
number.
Like,
the line.
I gotta be.
Jump in the line.
Jump in the line at the end.
Lydia, why? Huh?
What they do? Jump in the line. Okay. Oh, buddy. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I
can hear you. Jump in the line. Oh, yeah. I believe you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
No,
whatever.
Different song, same groove.
I don't care.
Maybe it was a different movie.
Deo.
Nice.
Deo is your
Deo's
number one.
A good,
it is good
number one.
It is good. Lobster Hands.
Oh,
never
no,
forget.
That other movie, like the other song when she's singing it showed up on in the waiting room when they're waiting to see their Juno. Not my song, so the one that you said, the
jump
that was
the
also the Jump on the Line one was on the radio.
Jump on the Line.
I know there was one song that like showed up twice in the movie. I thought it was mine that I picked, but it wasn't.
Anybody have any almost ones?
I have a couple runner-ups.
Yeah, I have a good one too.
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Jolene.
Well, I have 3 runner-ups.
So go. You got a few. I only have one more I didn't mention.
All right, my first runner-up is Pretty in Pink.
Hey, John Hughes. We're back to John Hughes.
Hey. When Molly Ringwald is working at the record station and Ducky like opens the door and comes sliding in, and they play Otis Redding try a little tenderness. And he's like lip singing the whole song to Molly Ringwald to try a wound. Just try a little tenderness.
Ducky was so sweet. He was the original friend zone.
Yeah, he was.
He was. We all loved him, but none of us wanted to have sex with him. And then he went on to 2.5 Men, where again, none of us wanted to have sex
like,
with him.
I was like, oh, Ducky.
Oh, we still fuck Charlie's Jean. He may have AIDS. It's great.
Mine's all minor.
Sure, what else?
Go ahead, dude. Give me another one.
Okay. I also had Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox playing Johnny B. Goode, where he's like, this is an oldie where I come from, but a goodie. And it was like before all their time.
Right.
And he's playing Johnny Goode.
And the guy's like, listen to the sound.
He's like, I got a new song that you're looking for.
That's nice because one of my also rans was from Back to the Future as well.
Which song for you?
It was Teen Angel. Because
while they're playing it and he starts to fade.
That song was so important to the plot and everything.
Right, because that's the song they fell in love to.
Yeah. You know, Johnny B. Goode was awesome because it kind of came in.
Yeah.
But,
good stuff.
He starts like
he's disappearing.
But yeah, Johnny Goode, then he fading. Comes back. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's faded. He was so faded, much like us tonight on Drunk Film Commentary.
Who else do you have, Jolene?
Oh my god, I have two more like runner up.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Let me throw one in here. Okay. Let me spice it up. Okay, random. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Basically the entire movie, because their band, the Sex Bombs, I mean, they have a battle off against twins, so the kid from Arrested Development gets his own movie.
George Michael
gets his own movie, right? Not John Cena, that's a wrestler. Michael Cera.
George Michael is a character from Arrested Development.
So he's a 23-year-old who has a gay roommate who's Macaulay Culkin's little brother. And so really the movie is Napoleon Dynamite-esque because it's really about nothing except him dating poorly.
Kind of
they fall in love
world.
With a girl who has 7 evil exes. And there's a lot of music in this. Like he's in a band and he plays in the band and he eventually gets kicked out of the band and is replaced by.
I saw that once. That's a weird.
I loved it. I love it.
What music is?
It's all original for the movie. Like there's no radio hits in it. Like one of their songs is called,
Whose Song? Who's playing the songs?
They are. Scott Pilgrim is his own band. He has a band.
Oh, okay.
And they're called the Sex Bombs. Not Sex Bombs, Bombs.
Sex Bombs. Sex Bombs.
Like, my favorite song they play is called Garbage Truck.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sex Bombs. I don't even know. Is that true?
The Sex Bombs.
Yeah.
But isn't Sex Bomb a Tom Jones song?
It is.
Song?
Sex Bomb. Yo, Sex Bomb. Sex Bomb.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a great song. It's garbage.
Right. That's why it's an honorable mention, okay? Be nice. Still, I enjoy that movie. It's a good time. Like, George Michael beats some ass and gets a girl and jams out. It's a fun comic book based movie. Fuck you guys. What was your next pick, Jolene?
Oh, okay. My next pick is Footloose. It's called Never
Footloose?
By the Moving Pictures when he gets really pissed and shoves an 8-track tape in his car.
And then he jams
and
around
he
the plants.
And he does like gymnastics. The empty warehouse. Yeah. And he's got a tight, and like his pants are really tight. Yeah, Never by the Moving Pictures. Banging on like the car, the hood of his car, like, oh, I'm pissed. I can't
he's
listen
a beer,
to music.
Smoke a cigarette.
He's rebelling.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Time with mine. Oh, Kevin Bacon. Another guy who hangs dong justly. He doesn't fake it like Mark Wahlberg.
He listens in the car? Is that how it comes out?
Right. Yeah, he starts in the car.
An A-track tape in his car. Because the music's outlawed, so he can't listen to the radio.
Yeah, Footloose, yeah.
Where John Lithgow doesn't allow his
John Lithgow's a bad guy,
does not allow his daughter Ariel, the Little Mermaid, to listen to music because
just
her older
so much
brother
wine in this scene.
Drank and listened to music. Gonna find your love too. So many feelings. When they remade this movie, it was awful.
Oh, I didn't even see the remake.
They did remake it, didn't they?
And it was an abortion. The kids don't understand what Kevin Bacon did in those leotards.
I don't remember, though. I mean, I kind of vaguely remember it came out, though.
I remember Tremors.
You remember Tremors.
He tried coming back with Tremors. He made a pilot.
Tremors 57?
No, he made a pilot for a new TV show.
Tremors Kevin was Bacon, awesome.
And they didn't want it. The network said, no thanks.
We're so over Tremors. We're not afraid of things in the ground anymore.
Hey, how about you guys talk or something?
Hey.
You guys like cover me a little bit? While
oh, I'm
here?
Sorry.
Oh,
all right.
I still have one more runner up.
Oh,
too. I'm
yeah. Go,
I was
trying
to. I was getting mine ready here.
Let's see. We covered mine because we talked about Scott Pilgrim. We talked about Nightmare on Elm Street. We talked about X-Men Apocalypse, Sweet Dreams. That's when he saves everybody.
I got a good
and
one.
We talked about Reservoir Dogs. I got nothing. What do you got, pal?
I have. Okay, you're. It seems like you're cute.
Yeah, I got a good one here. This is from Shaun of the Dead. When they're in the bar.
In the pub.
They're in the pub, and well, here it is. There's zombies. Nice
he's,
zombie
he's
comedy.
He's protecting his mom and his girlfriend and his best friend.
I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit. The jukebox starts playing.
Oh, Queen again.
I love Queen. I love Freddie Mercury. I miss Freddie Mercury.
The owner of
Kitties and Fat Bottom Girls. I get behind that.
The owner of the pub has come alive as a zombie. He's out there and they need to get rid of him. And this, I think this is their first zombie they're actually dealing with. And they beat the hell out of him. To Queen while Queen's playing on the jukebox.
But it doesn't work. They gotta do a headshot.
But yeah, this actually made this song, like, worthwhile.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was a good part.
Cool. All right, what else? Jolene, you got one?
I have one more runner-up.
Yeah?
And it's from a mid-90s movie, Empire Records. What was that, 95? 94?
That's another movie that's available on Drunk Film Commentary.
It was a great
really?
Movie.
Oh,
it's one of
and
our
they
biggest,
have actually a lot of options out of it.
We love that movie.
Episodes. You girls should listen to Drunk Film Commentary. You can find it on your local podcast player.
Really?
And it's sugar high when they're playing it.
Gotta have it, gotta
Renee Zellweger, when she was still the cute friend.
Sugar high.
Was it Matt Damon, the bass player?
Is this like the climax of the film?
It is.
Yeah, it's where they start raising all the money.
It's when
like,
they,
yeah,
when
we're
they,
buying the store. Fuck you, big corporation.
We're liberating.
We're not gonna be music
We love each other and we're friends.
It's been a while since we did this movie.
And Warren gets a job instead of going to jail. Go, Warren.
Goodbye.
He's manager.
Sugar high, gotta have it, gotta need it to get by.
Doesn't anybody work in this store?
I do.
I do.
Warren. I'm Warren.
Fucking Warren. Life.
Myself. Goodbye.
Sugar high.
Gotta have it. Gotta need it to get by.
Sugar high. And no. Empire Records.
Anybody else
Empire
have any other ones? Is that about
no.
We had like no crossovers at all.
How about just Guardians. Guardians.
Movies, but not
movies,
songs.
Movies, but not songs. Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
really
yeah.
impressed.
I don't think they
we
count.
Had a
that
lot.
Doesn't really count.
We had a lot of choose from.
Look
interesting
at us
list. And once you dive in, you really found a lot, didn't you?
Yeah. Like I
at first,
like,
it was kind of an intimidating idea.
Wedding Singer was on there at first for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I had a few ones that fell apart that didn't cut, but there's a... Twist and Shout by Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
When oh, yeah, that, when they're doing all the parade.
My husband, like, like mentioned that one as well. My husband had, also mentioned Goonies, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, because it's briefly on the TV before
oh,
they actually
TV
start. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. When the one guy is, like, working out.
Is she doing that? No,
when Thanos
Goonies
is working out?
Are good enough. She's playing that song.
It's on the TV as one guy's working out, and then
it's
it
not
also
girls just want to have fun, though. It's Goonies are good enough.
Goon enough for you. Goon enough for me.
Yeah, that's
I don't. It was.
It, but you're right. It is Cyndi Lauper.
It's Cyndi Lauper's special Goonie song.
Yeah, it's not that song.
You're goon enough.
It's Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
I'm drunk.
There's a pirate. No, you're right. An octopus.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine.
Play the Goon Enough song.
Goon enough.
Good.
You're good enough.
Well, I had one more. I had These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra.
During the Adam Sandler, or not Adam Sandler.
Full Metal Jacket. Close to Adam Sandler.
What song is it? Austin Powers.
No, it's when they switch over after boot camp's all done and what's his name shoots himself. They're over in Vietnam.
These Boots Are Made for Walking.
That's playing on the radio and they're
hanging
out.
That just triggered a memory.
And that's when the hookers come up and go, oh, me so horny.
Me love you long time. Sucky, sucky, one
five, da-da.
That's all those samples. That's where that comes from, right after that.
See, that just triggered
a
memory.
These Boots Were Made for Walking was also in,
How about when Christopher Walken was singing I Love You Baby in the helicopter during, the movie The Deer Hunter. I love you, baby. That's Christopher Walken. Man, this kind of shit just triggers memories.
Yeah. These
Boots Were Made for Walking is also a noun.
All right, buddy. Like that about covers it for us, huh?
I'm really.
We could do this all night.
Yeah, right.
It's like 6 degrees of separation for shit we remember from movies. And that's drunk film commentary.
Thanks for listening. Email us at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Find us on.
Let us know you're out there at least. Say hi.
Find us on iTunes.
Well, they already found us somewhere. They got this far. We're 57 minutes in.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
I'm going to leave you with the one that no one mentioned. It's a fucking classic, and no one mentioned it.
Oh, my God! How did we miss Star Wars? I'm sad about myself.
Thanks for listening, guys. We're out of here.
High five.